If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here and just off the top of your head, you know, what you like or favor the best. So pizza, is it thin crust or deep dish?
Oh, I'm thin crust all the way.
Awesome. Barbecue or Mexican?
I like both. That's a hard one.
That is a very hard
one. It's a very hard one. I like both.
Yeah.
Barbecue because my mom was Southern and pizza or Mexican just because I love Mexican. So.
So on the taste, sour or sweet?
I'm probably going to say sour because I like it more spicy.
Yeah. Are you a night owl or an early bird?
Both. I can stay up late and still get up at 5 in the morning. Doesn't seem to faze me.
Dogs or cats?
Oh, well, we have dogs. That's my life. Luckily, they're somewhere else in the house, too.
Yeah. Would you go to the beach or the mountains?
Both. I like the beach, but I do like the mountains.
Fritz's or Ted Drew's?
I probably would say neither. I'm the only St. Louisan that doesn't like Ted Drew's, and I'm not crazy about Fritz's.
Well, it's
I'm
the
a Baskin Robbins girl, 100%.
Awesome. Oh, Cardinals or Blues?
Both, of course. From St. Louis. Got to be a Cards fan and a Blues fan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're running around St. Louis, would you go to the Arch or the City Museum?
Probably the Arch. I like the Arch a lot. I haven't been in a while and I need to go, but yeah, the Arch.
Yeah. Would you go to the Botanical Garden or the zoo? This is a tough one.
You know, I would probably do the Botanical Gardens because I haven't done that and I have done the zoo a number of times in my life.
Yeah. Favorite season?
I like the spring and I like the autumn that we're going through right now.
Yeah, me too. I love the autumn thing. So, hey, that's awesome. I love having a little bit of fun with it and just kind of getting everything out and just having a little fun together. So we got to get into our first break here. I see Mike is on the line. So, Mike, if you could hold the line, we'll get to your call as soon as we return right after this break. So we'll be back. All right, we are back, and yes, we are here. We can take your calls, anything about your house. Like he said, we can take your calls, especially for appliances today. If there's anything you'd like to learn about appliance or any questions you have about appliances for your home, we've got Kim Zimmer with me today, so we can get those questions answered with the expert for you right away. So feel free to call in, let us know what you got going on. And speaking of calling in, we have Mike on the line who apparently has some smoke getting in his house. Mike, what do you got going on?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to know, calling.
Yeah, if you had any idea for something that my house kind of sits down in a valley, the whole street does, and you know, whenever the fireplaces get started up, that smoke smell and the smoke goes down in the valley and kind of gets in the house. Is there any type of system that you could put in, like say with your AC or something, to run that would do like a whole house air purifier?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, there's several things that I would look into also, in just kind of seeing like what's going on and where might some of this smell be truly coming from. Because if it is from just other people's and things like that, you know, you could be, caulking around windows, doors, just any air infiltration places, or your, if you have a fireplace yourself or like a wood burning fireplace that's not sealed, you might even be having that backdraft a little bit, and maybe it's coming in that way, like down, if you're not using your fireplace. So
I do have one and I don't use it. Yeah, I'm kind of smoke kind of gets to me, so I don't use it, but I do have one.
And I've seen that happen a couple times when you're kind of down in a valley and it kind of, with the winds and stuff, it can be harder to control that. Even with everything correct on that chimney, it could still possibly be backdrafting for reasons really unknown other than where you're sitting and how the winds work and all that stuff and the trees around you. But so one thing you could do is get, you know, find somebody to get a home energy audit, and basically they can kind of look for leaks around the house, and they can basically tell you how much your home leaks from outside to inside. And there's a certain percentage that you want that to happen, but they can tell you if you're like way like this, and then they can also kind of help pinpoint maybe like if you have certain things like that going on, like if your fireplace backdrafts, or if it's, you know, these windows leak real bad or things like that. This room, you know, does more than others. So that might help you pinpoint some other things that you could do. But there are like air purification type of systems, like these ozone type deals or whatever, that actually treats the air. They're used way more commercially. We have one at the Mosby office that we had put in when we changed our system and everything the last time we remodeled the office, and we put one of those in to really just, you know, and it was kind of lucky pre-COVID. We didn't really, you know, it wasn't really because of that, but it's a good thing for the better filtering and the HEPA filters, and then, you know, changing the what's in your air is just a great thing to do. So it adds like these kind of ozone things into the air. So there are units like that. And I would say you could definitely, you know, talk to, you know, your HVAC professional, or like here at Mosby, we would go to West County Heating and Cooling, you know, to have something like that done. So I would say you can contact West County Heating and Cooling if you don't have somebody, and they can talk to you about those purification systems and all that. He did ours over at Mosby, so he'll know, you know, exactly what we're looking for and everything. So does that sound good?
Yeah, it does. Thanks. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Yeah, no problem. Not at all. And for everybody out there, and in Mike's situation, I would not overlook some of the other things, because you could get, you know, your air in your house better. You can get things purified and all of this. And then if that chimney backdrafts real bad, then it's just going to, you know, you get so much of it, it might just override the efforts that you did. So I would say always kind of look both directions in that situation and see if there's other things you can do to help the house out and everything. So excellent question. And for everybody else out there, you got me, you got Kim, give us a call. We can get your questions in. Anything appliances, we have the experts. So give us a shout, 314-241-9797. So, Kim, can you just tell us a little bit? We got a couple minutes here. Can you just tell us a little bit about Autco Home Appliance and like where you are, showrooms and things like that, and just throw a little bit of that information out there for us?
Sure. We have three showrooms. We have one out in St. Charles off of Bryan Road. Then we have our Page location, which is in the KDR Center right there at Page Outer Road. And then the location that I work at is the Fenton location off of Larkin Williams Road. We all carry basically the same products, mostly the high-end appliances. We do have, you know, your GE, your Whirlpool, your KitchenAid as well. We do have the Sub-Zero, Viking, okay. Wolf, all of those as well. At this time, thanks to COVID, Saturdays are by appointment only for our showroom for Page and Fenton. And then Monday through Friday, we're open, but we are welcoming appointments as opposed to people just walking in. It's a lot easier so that we can control the situation and keep working within this virus situation that's going on. But it hasn't slowed the market down. I can tell you that. I know Mosby's busy because I'm busy. So it's been a little crazy. Everybody's home and now there's all these projects going on and it's just nutso at the moment.
Well, it did it to kind of all of us. And, you know, even like me, I was telling everybody a few weeks ago about, you know, selecting the dishwasher and, you know, getting my dishwasher changed. And, you know, I kind of was telling them on the radio about, you know, the one my client found and how you guys, you know, I said, well, let me talk to my expert. And that's why I'm kind of always coaching people to, you know, get to the right people and ask some of these questions, because something could look really, really good online.
Right.
You know, and you're like, yeah, that sounds like it'd be really awesome. And then you know, and you might even see some reviews where, yeah, it's, that looks pretty good. And then you talk to an actual expert and they're like, yeah, we don't even sell that brand because of this, that, and the other. And you're like, right. Oh, all righty then, you know, like, so I'm super glad for myself and for my client that, you know, we didn't just jump in head first and think, yep, believe everything you read, you know, believe everything you're finding, just because you walk into a store and there's, you know, 20 different versions from one manufacturer out there doesn't mean it's the best thing to do just because it's on the showroom. And I want to get into a little bit more of that. We got to jump into our middle break here. But yeah, I want to talk about that and then kind of getting some, how to fit some of these appliances into some tight spaces and stuff also. And of course, right when we return, I'll have my Right at Home hack. So we'll be right back.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home hack.
All right, here we go. We are back. And like you said, it's time for the hack. And, you know, I've always said when they invented caulk that we all forgot how to flash a home properly. But there are a lot of good uses for caulk. And today I wanted to share a few of them. So here is some problems that you can solve with caulk and good places to use caulk. And we were just talking on the line with Mike about drafts coming in the house. So defeating your drafts, you know, sealing leaks around your doors, windows, and even your floors is the best way to reduce drafts. You can cut your home's energy costs. And yeah, I said floors. So, you know, when you do install a new floor, you can caulk the bottom plate of the wall to the floor, to the subfloor, or to the concrete if it's, you know, in a basement or if you have, you know, concrete floors. And that, a lot of drafts come in under your floors and around that baseboard and everything on all your exterior walls. So concrete and mortar repair, they do make concrete and mortar caulk, and it's excellent tool for sealing up some cracks and gaps and things in your concrete, brick, stucco, and it can help keep insects out of your basement if you get these cracks filled in your concrete. Preparing to paint, of course, that's what makes a great paint job. I'm telling you, filling small holes, cracking, you know, caulking all the cracks around all your trim, your casing, your base trim, windowsills, just makes for a much, much better paint job. Make sure you use the proper acrylic latex compound for the paint so the paint will stick to it. And then, you know, working around tile, touching up around tile, inside corners of ceramic or porcelain tile is really where you have the problems, or where the shower walls meet the shower floor. You get the movement. Grout is hard and it just cracks very easily with any type of movement, so you really should be using the proper caulk in the corners of all your tile work so that it will last longer and expand and contract, you know, with that movement. So the bottom line really is get educated on where it's good to use caulk and what type of caulk is the best for your project, and then you can get all your work done correctly the first time. And don't forget, you can head to my social media later in the week. You can see all these hacks that I've done every week. You can catch this one. All this information was from Bob Villa. You can find the link, and there's a much, much more things on there that you can do with caulk than what I just gave you. So I invite you to check it out. You can go to @RichOris for Twitter, or search Rich Oris Mosby on Facebook, and it will bring you right to me. So speaking of Facebook, I'm going to get off here. If you want to join us online, 97.1, we're about to talk to Nick here. So could we get Nick on the phone? He has a question for Kim about an electric stove. So, Nick, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for calling in. What's your question?
I have electric Samsung double oven, and the porcelain in the bottom of the oven has cracked. Is that repairable?
Ah.
No, I'll be honest. It's going to be costly to repair it.
And what causes it to crack?
It depends. Sometimes when they crack, it's because they've been self-cleaned too many times in a row quickly. Usually we tell people just to self-clean your ovens at least once a year, at the most twice. And that's with every oven these days. If it's cracked, it also could be something was set. It got like a fruit juice or something on it that got cooked in, and then it may have cracked the finish. But my advice is to call Samsung and let them know that you're having a problem with your porcelain on your range, and see if they may do something for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Great. Thanks for the call, Nick, and for everybody else out there. We've got some time yet here, so feel free, if you have any questions like that about your home, about your appliances, we can get them answered today. 314-241-9797. So yeah, thanks. I'm glad you're here, Kim, because that was, I would not have known exactly, you know, what causes that porcelain to a crack like that. And that's, you know, that's the importance of getting to the right expert. And, you know, I'd have been sending them your way probably to figure that out. So I appreciate that. So
well, that's what I'm here for. But sometimes it's different from brand to brand. And sometimes if something got put at the bottom, it may look like it's cracked, and it could be something that got cooked in. So it's just, but yeah, the best thing is for them to call Samsung, because it shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
It's not a common thing. It's a very uncommon thing.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So yeah. So while we wait and get some more calls, I'd like to kind of talk about just how we can, you know, different appliances and how we can use them to fit into some tighter spaces. And what really brought this up for me was, you know, we were designing a new kitchen island, and they wanted it bigger, and we're trying to, you know, work with this design for this new island, but the rest of the kitchen is staying the same. And, you know, the more we worked through and tried to figure things out, we just really, I finally had to tell the client, you got to get a new refrigerator. You know, they don't need a new refrigerator, but it's not counter depth. And you know, where the silent sits, it's like that space means everything to keep like a good 3 foot space and everything. And, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot of space, but they really, once we kind of showed them how it could be, just shrinking that fridge up just a little bit to get it to a counter depth, he was like, yeah, wow, bummer. I guess I'm buying a new fridge. So, you know, what are some ways like that, that, you know, in different appliances to help people fit these things into some smaller spaces?
Well, we have dishwashers. You have 18-inch wide ones as well as your 24. So that can help sometimes in smaller spaces.
Yeah.
Ranges get a little bit different. You know, they're 30 inches is the best way to go, because when you go with the 24-inch ones, it's smaller. They're smaller and harder to find. But we do have like 24-inch cooktops with ovens that can go below. So there's all kinds of things that can be done. There's apartment size stuff is what we call it, apartment size appliances, and they work in a lot of areas. I mean, there's a Bosch makes a apartment size built in kind of a counter depth refrigerator that can take panels or can be stainless. It's not very big,
oh, nice.
But when we're talking smaller spaces, like somebody who has a garage apartment for like a family member to live in, that stuff fits in there perfectly. Counter depth refrigeration is huge when we're talking allowing an island to fit into a kitchen, because that does gain them anywhere from, depending on what they go with, anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of space. And that's huge.
Yeah.
When you're talking walkways, because we always have to remember, I'm not sure what code is, if it's 36 or 42, but the space is always there to allow wheelchairs to go through. It's not just for walking or opening doors. We have to think about what's going to happen later on in life. And if we have to have someone with a wheelchair going through that kitchen, if it's too narrow, they can't do it.
Yeah, so, yeah. And that's exactly what we were looking at. You know, we were looking at the future of, you know, a wheelchair. And so we're actually, interestingly enough, making this island. It has three different heights in three different areas of the island, so that it can be the intermediate and then the wheelchair and then the regular if someone's helping out and things like that. So very cool design. It's going to be really neat the way it works. The person is not in a wheelchair right now, but they may be in, you know, years to come, and they want to stay in their house as long as they can. So, you know, there you go. And that's when we just all kind of realized, he's like, man, I wasn't in the market for a fridge. This one isn't very old, but you know, I got to make my kitchen work. So,
and then refrigeration right now has become, so the two things during our COVID that we're dealing with that we're finding are very difficult to get are refrigeration and dishwashers. Some of our cooking appliances as well, but refrigeration and dishwashers have really been hit hard. And I think it's because everybody needed them and they were being installed in the first part of COVID. And now here we are towards the end, and a lot of the manufacturers are backed up. They haven't caught up from, you know, the closures or whatever they had to deal with to accommodate all the changes that have been made. So
yeah, we're seeing that across the board too.
Yeah. It's crazy the amount of backup. So for me, and this is terrible to say this, but the brand I've had the easiest time of getting refrigeration and dishwashers is Bosch. They've been hitting the mark. Now, you know, in a month that could change, but so far the last 2 months, I've been very lucky.
Yeah,
to get products from
awesome.
Them on a regular basis. And our General Electric products are starting to show up now as well, which is a good thing because they were really backed up as well. But when you look at counter depth refrigeration, that helps, but also a built-in, because the built-ins are truly 24 front to back. So you gain a lot more space with a built-in refrigerator.
Yeah,
you spend
absolutely.
A little bit more money that way, but you do end up with a fridge that's made the last 25 to 30 plus years.
Yep, absolutely. So hey, this is great. We've got Peg on the line, has another question for you, Kim, but we're going to get into our break. And Peg, if you can hold the line through the break, we'll get to you as soon as we get back. And her question I wanted to kind of cover anyways. I wanted to talk about, you know, how to select things and stuff like that. And she's, you know, has a comparison question. So we'll jump into that question with Peg and a little more when we return from this break. All right, we are back, and right at home with Rich here. We got Kim Zimmer on the line with us from Autco Home Appliances, and we also have Peg on the line with us, who has a question about comparing some stoves. Peg, are you there with
us? Yes, I am.
Awesome. What's your question?
We're in the market for a new stove oven. The only experience I have is electric. I am intrigued by the convection oven also, and I also saw an advertisement for an oven that included an air fryer, which also intrigues me. So I'd love your input.
Well,
I saw that commercial. That's awesome. I had the same interest. So, Kim, I appreciate you answering this. What do you got?
So two brands are incorporating the air fryer, Frigidaire and GE. When you're looking at an electric oven, almost all the ovens that are out there these days have convection in them. Convection uses airflow to cook with. So we're not just using the bake and the broil. We use the convection fan in the back, which usually has an element to it itself. So what we're getting is a more even temperature. Instead of radiating top and bottom, we're circulating that air around the food so that when we cook it, it's more evenly cooked. Air fry is basically using convection to help with the frying of the food so that you get a more healthy frying to your food inside of your oven. Air fry has become popular because we're all trying to eat more healthy and stay, you know, alive a lot longer, things like that. A convection does this is basically the same thing as air fry, so I'm kind of confused as to why they're saying it's air fry. So I have to do a little bit more research. I mean, I know it's out there, and I know the brands are putting it in, and I've sold a few, and the clients like it. But I kind of do that in my convection oven as it is at home already.
Oh, and you have the same good results that they talk about with an air fryer, the kind of, you know, super crispy chicken and the great French fries. Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes it's depending on what you're baking on. So for French fries, we always use a stone so that both sides get cooked at the same time, the little stones that you use. My fried chicken, it's always been great when I put it in the oven. It comes out very crispy. The air fryer might give you a more condensed temperature so that it's getting that proper heating that it gets to need to make it fry perfectly like you would in your pan. That's what I'm saying that it may be doing differently.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your input. That helps a lot.
Sure, no problem.
Cool. That is very interesting because, yeah, using the air, you know, with the convection is probably not all that different. So,
yeah, that's what my take is on it. But it's become more popular with the air fry, and I can't say that it's not a good thing. I mean, we have the little air fryers that you could put on your countertops. They've just now incorporated that type of technology into the ranges, and Frigidaire started it first, and now GE has moved on to that in their product line as well this year.
Awesome.
So,
So basically, Kim, you know, I was kind of Googling some stuff with you guys, just looking at, all right, you know, what are some things we could ask about and talk about, and you know, well, one interesting thing I saw was when I Googled Autco Home, the fifth most popular thing on the list was directions to your O'Fallon store from MapQuest. So I was like, well, that's pretty interesting because do people use MapQuest? Like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, I thought everything was pretty much Google or whatever. And I'm like, that MapQuest.com, that's kind of crazy. But the first thing that came up was, you know, your guys's with all the luxury, you know, appliances. So I was wondering, like, you know, what's the top five, you know, luxury appliances out there that you guys carry?
Well, Sub-Zero and Wolf would be the first. And then now we have our Gaggenau, which is a completely German line that we sell. And then we have Thermador. We also have Decor. We still have some Viking around, and we do Miele as well. So those are the ones that I think of as your high-end, top-of-the-line. Bosch is probably in there, but it's more on the step-down level, but we sell a lot of that as well. But when it comes to your high-end, I think the highest end would be the Gaggenau. It's up there.
Wow, that's nice, yeah. So, and we talked about kind of where the showrooms were and stuff, but can you just kind of let the listeners know, you know, where can they find you guys, phone number, website, stuff like that?
So the phone numbers are different for each location. I know mine, and I think I know Paige's, but I don't know the St. Charles one.
Okay.
Benton's is 636-349-4946. And Paige is 314-373-2000. I don't know the one out in O'Fallon. Isn't that horrible? You'd think I would know it. I don't call it because it's on my buttons at my office. I just hit a button and go to it. So silly. And the phone number that's online isn't the correct number. I know that. It's those are one of those numbers where they're gauging who's calling you. Our showroom in O'Fallon is our smaller of all of the showrooms. The people who work out there are there Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30 as well. It's Jill Talon and Heather, and then there's Steve Rogers as well. We have our salespeople at Paige, Jean, Dave, and Scott, and Joan. And then there's me, Kim. I'm Kim, and then there's Ken and Jay at my Fenton location.
Okay, so, perfect. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming on today. I love everyone. We got to go. We're at the end here, but I appreciate you being on and had a lot of fun today with the questions and everything. And
thank
for
you.
Everybody else out there, I will talk to you next week. Be good to everyone.